With the Lansing primary fast approaching, we touched base with the mayoral candidates one last time to speak about their priorities. Former City Councilmember Harold Lehman Jr. says stability is of top importance.
Well, first and foremost is bringing stability to the mayor's office so the citizens of Lansing know that they have a mayor that cares about getting the neighborhoods and getting the business corridors and bringing economic development to the city and to the region.
Lehman adds that he won't ignore areas that are often overlooked.
And I also care about all those areas in the city that don't get paid attention to. They have issues, and my administration will address those issues.
At-large City Council member Judy Brown-Clark says there's an opportunity to create new jobs in Lansing by focusing on education.
We have the ability to work very closely with our education systems, K-12, and as well as working with Capital Area Michigan Works as far as really growing our workforce and giving them the tools they need. Lansing Community College is doing a fantastic job in getting people back to work.
She emphasizes the importance of young people.
Working with youth is very important to me, the disconnected youth that are trying to figure out where their role is within this community, re-embracing them and getting them productively and actively back in the workforce.
Clark also lists home ownership and rebuilding infrastructure as issues of importance. Candidate Mike Gillenkirk is a retiree with a work history at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and the State Republican Party. He says he sees problems with education in Lansing.
Educational system, not the buildings, but what goes on inside is the most important. It has been overlooked way, way too much. And there are too many people who are leaving Lansing, one of the reasons being that their children are not getting a quality education here.
Gillenkirk also says he is concerned that God and the Constitution are being overlooked today. As a conservative Republican resident of Lansing, he says he wants to let Lansing live again.
I want to see our neighborhoods brought back where they used to be, where people and families are important, civility, productivity, zest for living is important and brought back to where it belongs.
State Representative Andy Shore is currently serving his third term in the Michigan House of Representatives. He lists the issues he plans to focus on if he becomes the next mayor.
Strong neighborhoods, fixing our roads and sidewalks and other infrastructure, jobs and economic development, and working with our schools to show the great educational opportunities in Lansing.
And Shore says he will use a different approach to accomplish his goals.
So we're going to work on all of that with a new leadership style that will be inclusive, work well with our city council instead of the divisiveness that we've seen, and work with our neighboring communities to get some great things done for Lansing.
Danny Trevino is another candidate for mayor and could not be reached for comment. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow. For more information on the primary election, visit WKAR.org. For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.